live from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Looters attacked multiple stores in Emeryville. It was another day of protests followed by another night of unrest. San Francisco's mayor orders a dusk to dawn curfew after the city was hit with rioting and looting. The curfew will resume this evening. And a woman is under arrest in San Jose, booked for attempted murder for allegedly plowing her car into a crowd of protesters Friday. It is just about 6 a.m. on this Sunday, May 31st. Good morning. I'm Devin Feely. Emily Turner is off this morning. Looting broke out last night across Emeryville and San Francisco in the wake of protests over the death of George Floyd. KPIX 5's Da Lin has an update from Emeryville.
It was a day of looting here in Emeryville. This Best Buy actually was hit up quite badly. Looters actually broke open that metal gate right there. We're talking about dozens, maybe even hundreds of looters going in, running out with merchandise. We're talking about expensive items like TVs, cell phones, and laptops. It took a little while for the sheriff's department and the police department to actually gather enough officers to come in and push them out. But once they were pushed out of Best Buy, they went to Home Depot, they went to Ulta, they went to Ashley Home Furnishing Store. And then once the deputies went over there to push them out, they went to Bay Street Shopping Center and vandalized some of the stores and looted some of the stores there. And again, when the officers got over there, they went across the street to another shopping center. Ross, Marshall, Sprint, Joseph A. Bank, and BevMo, all of those stores were vandalized. People running out with merchandise, with products. BevMo, people were running out with boxes and boxes of liquor, alcohol, and wine. It was a free-for-all. And it was like a whack-a-mow. Every time the cops chased them from one spot, they'll run to another spot. And it just kept going in circle. And so it was a very frustrating day for the deputies and the police officers out here, and they were simply outnumbered. They were literally hundreds of looters and not enough police officers. Also, these were looters, not protesters. They did not come out here with signs. They did not come out here to march. There was no scheduled protest. They simply came out here dressed in all black from head to toe and looted these businesses. And all up and down Emeryville, many, many stores were hit up, from small businesses to big corporations like Best Buy. We're not aware of any injuries at this point. We'll get some more numbers later on today. For now, in Emeryville, I'm Da Lin, KPIX 5.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed has now imposed a dusk to dawn curfew. That's after Market Street and Union Square were overrun by looters last night. KPIX 5's Kenny Choi reports from Market and First Streets.
We started off the night at San Francisco City Hall. It was a peaceful gathering there of protesters, but as that crowd moved towards UN Plaza and Union Street, right before 9 o'clock, that's when things started to get chaotic and the crowd became somewhat destructive. We noticed and witnessed some people going, smashing some of the windows at the Off 5th store on Market Street, right next to Nordstrom and Westfield Mall. And that's when we witnessed some of the windows being smashed and people entering the stores and ransacking that store, coming out of that store with merchandise, clothes, and anything that they could grab. That became chaotic right around 9 o'clock. The police line that had been there and had been maintained right around Market and 5th Street then started moving west on Market Street soon after those stores started to get looted, and the people started smashing the windows. That's when police started advancing west on Market Street, and then we noticed the crowd was still fairly peaceful at that point, besides a few looters. And then the police soon declared that the gathering was an unlawful assembly. Soon after that, as the police marched slowly on Market Street, that's when we noticed some objects being thrown at that line of San Francisco police officers. At that point, there were roughly, to my estimation, about 50 to 100 people who had been right in front of that police line. And soon after, the police saw some of the bottles and the objects that were thrown at them, that's when one of the police officers with a loudspeaker announced that the the gathering was unlawful, and then that's when they started firing pepper balls towards the crowd.
That was Kenny Choi reporting. Mayor London Breed announced the curfew late last night. Here's part of what she had to say.
When it crosses the line, we have a responsibility to protect our city, and we will do what we need to do just that. Effective immediately, we are working to implement a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. And we also have been in touch with the governor, and we will have the National Guard on standby to assist us in this situation. To be clear, this is the last thing that I want to do as mayor. I want peace, I want protest, but I don't want the kind of violence and crime we see playing itself across the streets of our city to continue. And we have a responsibility to deal with it, and that's exactly what we will do.
As the mayor mentioned, that curfew ran until 5 a.m. this morning and begins again at 8 o'clock tonight. San Francisco's police chief talked about the disorder that his officers are trying to deal with.
As an African-American man and as a chief of police, I can relate to what people are feeling. I can relate to it. For the officers that are out there working their behinds off to do a job, right now, in the most difficult time in most of their careers, if not our lifetime, I can relate to that too.
Now to Oakland, where several businesses spent Saturday cleaning up after Friday night's violent protests. At least 22 people were arrested. 60 others were detained on suspicion of looting. A total of 13 law enforcement officers were hurt. 6 were Oakland police officers, the other 7 from other law enforcement agencies, including several members of the U.S. Secret Service.
They threw rocks, they threw urine, and they threw alcohol at our officers. And in several instances, our officers incurred injuries, to include broken bones.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf commented last night on the vandalism and looting that hit more than 70 businesses on Friday.
It was indiscriminate. We saw tiny stores in our Chinatown. And here's a community that has already suffered so much racism and discrimination during the COVID-19 crisis. We saw stores like Tribune Tavern that had a big sign on it that said black owned with windows busted out. So this was indiscriminate. We certainly have seen the banks and the car dealerships. Obviously, the Mercedes dealership was targeted, and we have seen that before. But don't lose the story of how absolutely devastating this has been on our small mom and pop stores and businesses owned by people of color, the very people that are being protested about right now, that they are suffering.
Also in Oakland at the federal building, 2 security officers were shot while watching over Friday night protests. One of them later died. Homeland Security officials are calling the killing a domestic act of terrorism. Authorities are not saying yet whether the fatal shooting was connected to the Friday protests. The FBI confirms that a vehicle approached the federal building just before 10 p.m. on Friday. Then someone started firing shots from the car at 2 federal security protection officers.
We have witnessed an outright assault on our law enforcement community. Last night in Oakland, California, an assassin cowardly shot 2 Federal Protective Service contractors as they stood watch over a protest. And the Department of Homeland Security will not rest until these criminals are brought to justice.
The Oakland Police Department, Homeland Security, and the FBI have launched a joint investigation. The wounded and surviving officer is currently in critical condition at the hospital. Now, as for the suspect or for those who are wanted, no word yet from authorities. In the South Bay, a woman is under arrest this morning. She's accused of driving her SUV into a crowd of protesters in San Jose. 2 protesters were run over before she sped off. Deputies say 26-year-old Bianca Orozco intentionally drove her car into the crowd. A sheriff's deputy shot at her SUV as it sped away. A San Jose police officer was able to record the license plate number. The 26-year-old was later arrested. She's been booked on attempted murder charges. And on Saturday, Mayor Sam Liccardo had this to say.
We're trying to do all that we can to calm an awful lot of jittery nerves out here. And, you know, we certainly appreciate that the outrage is righteous, the protests are righteous, but the violence is never righteous.
And some breaking news this morning. Looters have now hit a strip mall in Vallejo. It's located just east of I-80. A Target and a Dollar Tree were looted overnight. Law enforcement officers arrived on the scene. They worked to get everyone out of the mall. And then police were on patrol long after those crowds were gone. They wanted to make sure that the looters didn't return. It appears that most of the storefronts were not vandalized.